Hi, my name is Dr. Mark Allen Derry, and I'm an infectious diseases specialist in New Orleans. Just as a reminder that COVID-19 and the human immunodeficiency virus do share the same risk factors.
Hi, my name is Doc Griggs, and I'm a community medicine doctor and health literacy expert. This is the Noise Filter Podcast, where an infectious diseases physician,
that's me, and a health literacy and communications expert,
that's me, talk about what you need to know about COVID-19.
You can find more information about this show and our other daily live updates and Q&A show at noisefiltershow.com.
So let's get started.
National Nurses Week begins each year on May 6th and ends on May 12th, Florence Nightingale's birthday. The nursing profession has been supported and promoted by the American Nurses Association, the ANA, since 1896. Nurse Julia, what is the theme for this year's Nurses Week?
So, the American Nurse Association Enterprise joins the World Health Organization and global colleagues in extending the Year of the Nurse into 2021. This recognition built on the increased visibility of nurses' contributions from 2020 and ANA's expansion of National Nurses Week to Nurses Month in May. So in light of this national holiday, this week on COVID Noise Filter, we'll be honoring nurses all week long. Nurses burnout and technology. Nurses have experienced a large brunt of the pandemic firsthand. As frontline workers, many nurses have faced burnout in the face of the challenges the pandemic has brought. One survey of 226 nurses found that 61% reported emotional and physical fatigue, and the influence of technology can either help or hurt nurses' well-being, depending on the medium.
IT, or information technology, has been a source of burnout for many nurses. For example, the system of electronic health records may not be so user-friendly and can cause deeper frustration when it does not function properly for a nurse. Additionally, click fatigue. Oy, I know about click fatigue. Click fatigue has been a cause for more stress. This refers to the never-ending clicking nurses must do in updating charts with each detail and change in a patient's status. Now, it is crucial for nurses to provide a detailed summary of a patient's status. However, the increasing screen time that they've experienced has caused harm to their well-being. A nurse states, when these systems require so many boxes to be checked and screens to be confirmed, it can undermine our time and focus on patient care.
Another phenomenon which has surfaced is alarm fatigue. During a shift, several patient alarms will go off and the nurse must be on alert and ready to respond. These alarms have antiquated technology and can often go off as a false alarm. One nurse explains, you continue to ask yourself, do I have to go running to make sure my patient is safe or is it a false alarm? The frequent occasion of alarms going off over and over, day after day, can add to the load of burnout experienced by nurses.
So we have to ask ourselves, what can be done to reduce technological stress? One helpful IT development is speech recognition services for charting patients. This helps reduce the redundancy of having to manually re-enter the information discussed. Additionally, antiquated technology services such as patient alarms can be upgraded to provide more reliability.
Another tool is to implement supportive resources for nurses such as meditation or mindfulness activities. All in all, technology is not inherently detrimental to nurses' health and well-being, but it must continue to adapt to the circumstances and become a useful tool for nurses rather than merely increasing their burnout and stress.
So for you, Julia, tell me about how technology, as you read this story, were you able to relate with some of this?
Absolutely. It's the alarms for me. I think as nurses, we all have experienced, you know, a phenomenon where you get home and you're trying to quiet yourself and wind down from your day. And sure enough, you think that the alarm was in the room with you and you hear this beeping, you know, like you're looking around like, whoa, you know, it just is always part of your background noise, so to speak. But one thing that I definitely thought about when you mentioned, you know, checking the boxes and all of the charting, my first thought was, well, you know, going back to paper charting definitely isn't an option. So we know where that's not headed. But right. But yeah, it is a real thing. Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. And I hope that I think we're about 10 plus years of electronic medical records. And I think that that we're at a point now where we understand them and that we understand where are the places that we can decrease that burden of technological stress on our nurses. So I think this is a great story, and I hope that folks will continue to monitor this and make sure that we do whatever we can to, again, celebrate our nurses, not only here during Nurses Week, but every day should be Nurses Day. Every week should be Nurses Week. And whatever we can do to help decrease that stress, I think is incredibly important.
Mississippi University receives grant to fund graduate nursing education. According to the Associated Press, the University of Mississippi's Medical Center has received a $3.8 million grant from the Bauer Foundation, a nonprofit committing to improving the health and education infrastructures of the state.
That's right. In fact, the grant is intended to increase the number of nurse educators in Mississippi by developing a program called Building a Strong Future for Nursing in Mississippi. Now, this grant will fund graduate level education. Now, that's full tuition and a stipend to registered nurses with associate's degrees.
64 awards will be granted and divided between two programs. The first is a nursing education track, and the other is a nursing and healthcare administrator track. The grant hopes to solve an issue that faces the nation at large, a shortage of qualified health administrators and nurse educators who tend to turn down these positions in favor of higher paying positions. This trend was exacerbated by the pandemic.
According to the American Association of Colleges of Nursing, 80,000 nursing school hopefuls were rejected in 2019 because there weren't enough educators to teach them. Oy, 80,000, that's a crime. Mm. Now, these higher education nursing tracks will be taught virtually, and the University of Mississippi School of Nursing hopes this grant will help to lighten the load of their current education program by providing digital resources.
That's awesome.
School nurses don't just hand out Band-Aids. Oh, don't we know that? So let's talk about a group of people who may not receive as much recognition as others. So let's talk about school nurses. Now, many people don't realize the amount of work it takes for a school nurse to manage student healthcare. They've done everything from giving insulin injections to providing the flu vaccine, and this is almost every day. Now, with the pandemic, the responsibilities have expanded. Many school nurses have taken on the job of contact tracer, and they are constantly screening students for symptoms of COVID-19.
When the vaccine was made available, they became instrumental in determining the logistics behind school-based sites, as well as immunizing their staff and the community around them. Because many school nurses are trained in vaccine distribution, they're also helpful in administering the COVID vaccine. The National Association of School Nurses mentioned that the school nurses started preparing for the school-based vaccinations earlier in order to avoid another chaotic situation like the H1N1 pandemic.
So from old duties like administrating medications to newer duties of COVID-19 screenings, school nurses have been an important component of keeping schools, students, and faculty as safe as possible, and they deserve much recognition and appreciation. And I just want to say, as I was reading this story, there were many of my school nurses that I thought about in my mind's eye. I just want to say thank you to all of them and to all school nurses across the country for the amazing work that they do. Julia?
Yes, I think I agree. I think school nurses are definitely some of our unsung heroes in the profession.
Yes.
Yes, hats off to all of you guys out there. Happy Nurses Week.
Just as a reminder that COVID-19 and the human immunodeficiency virus do share the same risk factors. Doc Griggs?
Thanks for listening to the Noise Filter Daily Podcast. Dr. Derry and I have a daily show at 4 p.m. Central Standard Time, where we go into more detail on stories and answer your questions about COVID-19.
You can find Doc Griggs at DocGriggs1 on social media, and you can find me at Dr. Mark Allen Derry or at DRDERY. You can follow us at NoiseFilter on Instagram, NoiseFilterNola on Twitter, and for more information about us and the show, you can go to NoiseFilterShow.com. Hey, Doc Griggs, any last words?
Remember, get checked, get fit, get moving. And remember to get some rest to boost your immune system. And Doc?
Protect yourself and others by staying home, and please wear masks when you go outside. Remember, health is a human right.